From the Heart, February 12. Developing a Godlike Character. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. People can be just what they choose to be. Character is not obtained by receiving an education. Character is not obtained by amassing wealth or by gaining worldly honor. Character is not obtained by trying to have others fight the battle of life for us. It must be sought, worked for, fought for, and it requires a purpose, a will, a determination. To form a character which God will approve requires persevering effort. It will take a continual resisting of the powers of darkness to stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel, to be approved in the day of judgment, and have our names retained in the book of life. Is it not worth more to have our names registered in that book, have them immortalized among the heavenly angels, than to have them sounded in praise throughout the whole earth? Let me know that Jesus smiles upon me. Let me know that He approves my actions and my course. And then let come what may, let afflictions be ever so great, I will be resigned to my lot and rejoice in the Lord. Have you kindled your fire from the altar? Then let it shine forth in good works to those around you. Gather yourselves together, and by your divine influence and earnest efforts, scatter the light. We must work for God, and we must work for heaven, with all the might and faith there is in us. Be not deceived by the temporary things of this life. Consider the things of eternal interest. I want a closer connection with God. I want to sing the song of redemption in the kingdom of glory. I want the crown of immortality to be placed upon my brow. With an immortal tongue, I want to sing praises to Him who left glory and came to earth to save those that were lost. I want to praise Him. I want to magnify Him. I want to glorify Him. I want the immortal inheritance and the eternal substance. And what care I ask you, what care I for the things of the world if I lose or if I gain heaven at last? Or what advantage will they be to me? But if I have a hold on heaven, I can have a right hold on my fellow human beings. I can have an influence that will constantly press against the tide of evil that there is in the world, and lead souls into the ark of safety.